farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
$2.38 billion allocated for green cane harvesting pilot project. Stay with us for the next few minutes to find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers and later, or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
JCDC presents the Culinary Arts Regional Competition 2016, Wednesday, May 18, YMCA Auditorium, 21 Hope Road, Kingston. Friday, May 20, St. Mary's Anglican Church Hall, Port Maria. Friday, May 27, Jockey Factory, Lucy Hanover. 10 a.m. daily, admission free. Come see the exciting Dutchie Dash, Hot Off the Grill, Mixology, the Rising Chef Competition, Celebrity Cook-Off, and much more. Free health checks by the NHF and Nestle. Sponsored by Chase Fund, Grace Foods, Excelsior, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Nestle, We Can, Life Span Spring Water and Petcom.
A pilot project to reap a minimum of 300 hectares of sugarcane using green harvesting techniques is to be implemented by September 30 this year. The government has allocated $2.38 billion in the 2016-2017 estimates of expenditure for the project to be carried out under the Sugar Transformation Program. The program seeks to develop a sustainable private sector-led sugar industry and coordinate the smooth and effective implementation of the Jamaica Country Strategy for the Adaptation of the Sugar Industry 2006 to 2020. It is further anticipated that by September 30, the project will support the expansion of sugarcane areas under drip irrigation by a minimum of 300 hectares. The initiative is also expected to facilitate the rehabilitation of a minimum of 80 kilometers of cane roads and support training and certification of at least 600 persons from sugar-dependent areas in vocational skills. It is anticipated that by this time, an additional $100 million is to be injected in the Sugar Area Development Program Training Fund. A minimum of 80 sustainable small businesses in sugar-dependent areas will be established, and 80 social infrastructure projects in these areas will be completed. The project is being implemented by the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries through funding from the Consolidated Fund. Green cane harvesting involves reaping cane without the traditional burning of the crop, where the leaves and tops of the cane are left on the ground as a trash blanket. Research also indicates that the trash provides weed control, nutrient and soil health advantages, and reduces the use of herbicide. It promotes better environmental practices, aids soil moisture conservation, and reduces soil erosion.
Residents of Maypen and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, May 28 between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Tax Administration Department. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or by manager's check. That's the Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, May 28, 10 to 3 p.m. in Maypen.
Preparing for CSEC exams? Visit ELJAM's virtual learning environment for free study notes, videos, and quizzes in 11 subjects. www.elearnjavle.org.
The government's tax relief will benefit more than 250,000 people who pay income tax. The tax threshold will be moved from $592,800 to $1 million on July 1, 2016, and to $1.5 million on April 1, 2017. The Government of Jamaica, building a partnership for economic growth and prosperity.
And now for our Jamaican Saying of the Day. If you lie down with dog, you get up with flea. Translation: if you lie with dogs, you get up with fleas. And this means be careful of bad company. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Shanari Ferron, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.